Now for a COVID-19 success story, and one from an unlikely place. Paterson, New Jersey is a low-income city and one of the state's most devastated by the coronavirus. But a year ago, before most of us had ever heard the word coronavirus, the city asked for a grant to establish a communicable disease investigation team. Well, that team has been busy. It has now traced about 90% of the more than 6,000 positive virus cases in Paterson. Joining us now is Dr. Paul Persaud. He is health officer for the city of Paterson. Dr. Persaud, welcome.
Thank you very much.
So I have to ask, how did y'all know to ask for a grant for this in particular last year? Do you have a crystal ball, or what made you think this was what you were going to need the money and the resources for?
Well, in New Jersey, one of the most important functions of a local health department is to investigate communicable diseases. Mm-hmm. We had a staff of about two. I always thought that in the event of a large-scale disaster or a large-scale foodborne outbreak, for example, then we would need to scale up. We would probably be in problems. So I thought about ways to strengthen our team and make a much bigger team than what we have. So unfortunately, our city is poor, and we did not have the resources to hire more people to expand our team. So I decided to cross-train some of our staff, some of the from the various departments. And then this grant came out from the state, and I used that to help us to augment this team. And we trained like 25
members. I'm sure you're awfully glad you did. Tell me a little bit about what this team is actually doing right now. What's the typical day?
So on a typical day, we get in New Jersey, labs are required to report cases of communicable disease into the state surveillance system. Those cases are broken down by jurisdiction. So those cases that are from Paterson, we get them that reside in Paterson. So on a typical day, the team, the person that does triage for the team would get all the cases and assign these cases to different members of the team that we call the communicable disease strike team. Mm-hmm. They get those cases. They do the initial EPI investigation, which is basically a case investigation. They get the close contacts of those cases and determine the quarantine period based on the onset of illness.
Right.
Once that is done, those cases and contacts are handed over to someone who coordinates a team that we call a part of the strike team that we call case and contacts monitors. Go ahead.
Forgive me, but in the few seconds we have left, I just want to point out the results sound really impressive. 90% of cases traced. How is Paterson doing? Are cases plateauing, flat, going up? Where are you?
We are going down. We're done. We've peaked in April, and now we're done. We're down to like yesterday we had 12 cases. Another day we had 6 cases. It fluctuates a little, but
the trend is down. Dr. Paul Persaud, yes. He's the health officer for Paterson, New Jersey. Thank you so much for sharing a very rare success story in this fight. Good to talk to you.
Thank you very much.